it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where we answer questions that have been sent in. We've got a lot of them here, Angel, so let's jump in.
All right, Joe. I don't feel like I'm being well-fed at my church. I don't want to leave, but I also want to be planted somewhere that I will grow. Any advice?
I've changed grocery stores before. You know, and the produce got bad and it's not very fresh. Meat's not very good. You know, the canned stuff's fine, but you know, all the fresh stuff's on the outside aisle all the way around. So I thought, you know, I need to go somewhere. And all of a sudden we went to another grocery store and like, whoa, and we got a nice one here in town. State of the art, outstanding, fresh stuff. Man, it is great. So once you got there, you realize I'm not going back to the other place. I've tasted this stuff. I'm going where I get fed. I go where I get fed. Pretty simple. You go where you get fed.
Having said that, the Bible says the satisfied soul loathes the honeycomb.
Ooh.
But to the hungry man, every bitter thing is sweet. And I think that means that if I go to a church and I'm hungry for God, he can preach John 3:16 every week and I'd get something out of it. But if I'm satisfied, I will loathe even rich, rich teaching. So some of it could be your heart as well.
Could be.
So you have to be careful on that. I always say I never leave a church. I go to a church.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you leave a church,
you'll do it again.
Yeah. But I mean, I go somewhere when God speaks to me to go somewhere.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, there can be a restless, maybe there's a changing of the guards or something that sometimes is, you know, I mean, it's okay to leave a church and go, you know, somewhere else.
Well, Paul said it this way, follow me as I follow Christ. Well, he was a loaded encyclopedia, but not everything went well in his life. You know, he got mad at John Mark, fired him, took him back a year later. Silas got mad one time and they departed. So even the best have things that don't go well and you don't like, and I'm not happy about this relationship or whatever. So you just got to be real calm, be slow to speak, you know, quick to hear, slow to wrath. Like, just be real slow. Just maybe somebody had an off day or an off month. Or, one of the greatest pastors in America, whose name you'd know if I said it. Phenomenal work of God. But his wife was in depression for almost 20 years. There was 20 years of his marriage. She never left her bedroom. She stayed in her bedroom. She was so depressed. One of the greatest preachers in America. And nobody knew. He wouldn't tell anybody. He didn't tell stuff he's going through. And so you kind of go, you got to just almost drop your anchor somewhere. And like, you almost need a burning bush to leave. You almost need a burning bush to leave. Like, God, we prayed. And I think we're supposed to go over here. We're not mad. We're not angry at something, trying to find something, you know, we bred basset hounds when I was younger. And every time you drop a litter, there's always a runt. It's always that runt. And he would get hungry because he's not going to wrestle trying to find himself something to suck on. And so all the other dogs are fighting and he's already just whining. Well, eventually he get hungry enough. He go up there and he get him something. Well, then the mama's milk would dry up. And obviously you throw that meat in there in that kennel and those little dogs, they'd step on each other's ears, bite one another, get that meat. And well, that runt would always, that's just gross. I'm not doing that. And all of a sudden, you'd hear about 2 o'clock in the morning. You'd hear down at the kennel, rrr, rrr, rrr. The kid said, "Dad, what's wrong?" "That dog needs to eat." "Well, what's wrong?" "Well, he's hungry." And so we go back, try to get on mama. Mama bite his head off. But 2 or 3 days later, he'd finally start eating. Everybody grows up at a different rate, but you don't want to jump. Just realize, you know, if I'm not being fed, I'm going to pray about it. God, if you got somewhere else, you'll talk to me. But just don't jump, because if you jump once, you'll jump again. Life's horrible to play checkers through. You don't want to do that.
And you want to be very careful not to get critical.
Oh, man, keep your mouth shut.
Because
keep your mouth shut.
That's a seed you do not want.
That's a crop you do not want at all. You don't want to reap that one.
Nope. Because whether you like it or not, or you're don't, you know, still that's God's man. And man, I personally don't mess with that.
No, man.
I have and the fear of God.
Greatest king of Israel's history, David, would not touch Saul. He would not touch him. He's, that's God's man. I won't touch him. Could have killed him several times. He's chasing David to kill him. And David could have killed him several times. He said, no, I won't touch God's anointed. That's God's job. And of course, David Vince became king and Saul went wacky and he got himself killed. So God will take care of that stuff. But don't you do that. You're not God. Keep your mouth shut. Ain't what she said is critical. You start getting mouthy, man, nasty's coming. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So my suggestion is before you decide to take a jump, get involved as much as you can.
Yes.
And see if your heart doesn't change.
Yes.
But if you begin to get, you know, critical, it's probably good for you to go on because you don't want to hurt the church.
The pastor would be glad if you went on.
Having pastored, you're right. All right. Joe, I know it's important to read the Bible, but I don't know where to start. A lot of times I feel like I'm struggling to understand things written. What are your suggestions?
Start in Proverbs. Proverb a day for a month will change your life forever. One proverb a day. And you're not going to understand it. You're going to read some days. You're going to read it. I don't get nothing out of that. Well, I forget it. Go to the next proverb the next day. Because, you know, Jesus tells you, you got next month. You come through there again. And what happens? It'll create its own hunger. It creates. And the Bible is not written in chronological order. It's written longest book to the shortest book. Genesis covers some 2,500 years. That's why it's the first book. And so you go all the way then to get to Jude. What is that's the shortest book? So it's written in by lengths, the longest book to the shortest book, not in chronological order. So it doesn't make sense sometimes. But start in Proverbs, that'll bring you over into Psalms. You'll back up into Psalms a little bit. And you thought, oh, I got that. Then all of a sudden you'll start going somewhere else. Now, I'll tell people, start in Proverbs, go through Psalms, then go to Revelation. And they say, what? Yeah, man. It's the only book that promises, blessed are those who read and understand the words of this book. Of all 66 books, it's the only one with a promise attached to it. So you kind of read the end, Mike, because it ends real good. So if you know that it ends good, you don't care what's going on today, because it's going to end real good. I read the ending. And so try that. It'll work for you.
It's good. Joe, I want my marriage to succeed, but I feel like I'm putting in all the effort. My husband thinks everything's okay, even after I tell him the things need to change, especially in our connection. How do I open his eyes?
Well, you both have two different needs. Evident his needs being met. Whatever it is, he's a happy camper. Your needs not being met. And men are not mind readers. You got to be very specific. We've told the story so many times. A couple came to one of our seminars. And the lady was upset because have the guys over for the Super Bowl every year. They go in the den, they trash it out, and they leave it a mess. She said, why don't you clean up? He said, honey, he's not going to do that. He's a man. He said, you always complain. Men don't respond to complaining. He said, so what you do, you go in there right in the fourth quarter, just stick your head in the door and say, honey, I need you to clean the room up and just back right back out. Just say one thing one time and back out. Don't yammer, gripe, complain. Just one thing. She did it. True story. She said, I backed out, I stepped through the crack of the door, and he didn't even look at me. He's watching the game, and all of a sudden he turned his head real slow and he looked at me. Then he stood up and he started heading toward the doorway. A commercial came on. He ran to the kitchen, got some bags. Hey, guys, let's clean this up real quick. Ran the back, cleaned. They sat back down, finished the game. Later that night, they're having a late dinner. And she said, honey, I really appreciate you cleaning the dinner up. He says, what then? He didn't remember doing it. Men do things, they do not respond to complaining and yapping and griping. Get to the point. You don't do this. You should have. Get to the point. Honey, take the trash out. He'll do that. Honey, pick the kids up at school tomorrow. If you say, hey, can you pick up the kids from school? He said, no, I'm busy. Hey, can you drop by the grocery store? No, I can't. I've got too busy. Just tell him. Don't give him an option. I need you to pick the kids up. Okay. He'll say, okay, almost 99% of the time. I promise you. But don't give him an option. So you got to learn how to communicate with a man. He thinks different. He only uses one side of his brain. That's a medical fact. Women use both sides of the brain. You're different by God's design. So learn how to work with it and don't complain about it.
You know, my son, when he graduated from high school, he had a friend that got married straight out of high school and married a very pretty girl. And she really loved him. And as the years go on, he gets a good job and everything, and they're kind of just going through the routine of life. Well, he gains a lot of weight, which is no big deal, but you know, she's very fit, and he played video games all the time. Well, several times she warned him, look, I feel neglected. You know, you're just giving all of this to video games, blah, blah, blah. Well, he didn't listen till one day she's gone, you know, and she's gone down the road, and he's devastated. And he'll tell you, I wish I'd have listened to her. Sometimes if it's getting to that kind of a point, you're going to have to take some maybe extreme measures.
Yes.
Maybe go to your pastor.
Yes.
If they're not listening. So, you know, don't let it get that far. So, but.
No man likes to be griped at, yelled at, ridiculed, mocked. Men go where they get honored. If they don't get honored, they're not going there. So you almost have to do it by faith. You almost start to say something good by faith. Sugar, I've told you lately how much I love you. I really appreciate you. No, I don't think so. You know, and start dropping a few hints every now and then. And you can turn that ship. You don't turn the ship overnight. It's a slow turn when you're in the ocean, but it can be turned. But you got to do it, listen, little at a time, little at a time.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I really would encourage you to don't let this stay stagnant.
Nuh-uh.
I mean, it needs to move one way or the other. So, Just to speak to your pastor, your friends. You know, a lot of times friends are a great resource, yep, too. Now, having said that, you got to be careful.
you got to watch.
You got to be really careful because you don't want to spew everything on your friends and then everybody go down that lane. If you're truly looking for help, I mean, maybe an older lady,
yeah,
would be a good thing, yeah, to reach out to, that you know is a godly woman. That would probably be a really good, yeah, thing to do. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on Mondays. We sure love you. We love our time with you. Send in your questions, JoeMcGeeMinistries.com.
Yes.
We love you, and we will see you next week.
God bless, guys.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit JoeMcGee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.